This is Bak Leung, L-E-U-N-G, Bak Leung, L-E-U-N-G. The Queen's patient last name is, L-L-A-N-A. First name is E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L. Their visit is May 25, 2023. Next, our patient tells me that he was in a traumatic brain injury. First of it was October 15, 2016. The patient was in Afghanistan. First of the patient was a driver. First of the patient while driving a lead vehicle in a convoy, his vehicle got hit by an IED, period. The IED was very powerful. First up, the blast of the IED hit his vehicle. First up, and he hit the head on the side door panel. First up, the side door panel was made of metal metal parts. First up, official was immediately lost of consciousness. First up, he was out of consciousness for a few minutes. First up, he woke up. A coma patient was confused and disoriented. First up. Patient also have a severe headache. So first of patient is ringing in the ear. So first of patient was need to see medical. Patient need to see medical personnel. First of patient was having these symptoms for the rest of the day with the confusion, disorientation, and severe headache and ringing in the ear. So first of next paragraph. Patient currently has confusion, headaches, ringing in the ears, dizziness. So first of patient has ringing in the ears frequently. First of the headaches also frequent. First of the confusion is also on a daily basis. So first of patient has trouble with the memory. First of patient has been taking Tylenol for headaches. First of patient his memory is also poor. First of he needs to write down a lot of things in order to communicate. First of he need to write down just about everything on note. Come so that he remember what he talked about. First up. Next paragraph. A patient is currently working for Apply Materials. Apply Materials company. First up, a patient is working as a contractor. First up, a patient is a chemical technician. First up, a patient tells me that symptoms is preventing him from doing well at work. First up, a patient tells me that he has frequent headaches and dizziness. First up, a patient is ringing in the ears. So first up, the confusion, disorientation are affecting him to do his job effectively. First up, a patient tells me that his memory has also been a problem. First up, he needs to write down a lot of things on note. First up, he will forget his job duties. So first up, a patient would ask him things and then he will forget about it. So first up, and his headaches are affecting him to work. First up, he needs to take frequent breaks at work. First up, a patient also very busy and light sensitive and sound sensitive. First up, make sure to next paragraph, a MoCA examination, MOCA, MoCA examination score. MoCA examination score is, MoCA examination score today is 29 out of 30. First up, patient missed one and delay recall. First up, next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in October 15 of 2016. Kind of a patient was in Afghanistan. Kind of a patient was driving a convoy. A patient was driving the lead vehicle. First up, his vehicle got hit by an IED. First up, he hit his head against the metal parts on the side of the door panel. First up, patient was knocked unconsciousness for a few minutes. First up, the patient woke up with a severe headache, dizziness, lightheadedness, ringing the ears. First up, the patient felt like this for the rest of the day. First up, since then, patient has significant symptoms, including chronic frequent headaches, ringing the ears, confusion, trouble with memory, and dizziness. First up, patient also significant difficulty at work. First up, the patient is not able to remember a lot of things at work. First up, patient needed to write down everything that people tell him. First up, the patient is not able to perform well at work. First up, it is my opinion that he has sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, the loss of consciousness, the head hit against the metal part inside of a car. A door panel, a loss of consciousness, resulted in headaches, confusion, disorientation, and ringing in the ears, these are common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, since then, he has continued significant ringing in the ears, frequent headaches, confusion, and also difficulty with memory. First up, this marks it in a petition. Next patient. Next patient. Last name is a Pierce and Paul, E-R-E-Z. Again, P-E-R-E-Z. First name is Oswald, O-S-W-A-L-D-O. Their visit is May 25, 2023. Referring physician is Sacramento State Prison. Sacramento State Prison. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Chief complaint, headache. Next paragraph. History present in this patient is a 49-year-old female, a male. 49-year-old male. Found chief complaint of headache. So first, the patient tells me that he has been having headaches for the last few years. The patient tells me that the patient has history of diabetes insipidus, I-N-S-I-P-I-D-U-S, diabetic diabetes insipidus. The patient also has a pituitary adenoma. The patient has been taking medications. Desmopressin, D-E-S-M-O-P-R-E-S-S-I-N. However, patient has significant headache, mostly in the right temporal area. Patient tells me that the head pain is a 7 out of 10. Patient tells me that he will have these head pain 2 times a week. Patient tells me that it is associated with the nausea and vomiting. When he had these headaches, he would start vomiting. He's not able to keep anything down. Patient also tells me that he has significant light sensitivity. When he has these headaches, patient's not able to look at the sun. The light would trigger more headaches. Patient denies any hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes, the colloquial dysarthria, and dysphagia. Mixed for past medical history, diabetes insipidus. Next number, panhypothyroidism. Pituitary macroadenoma. Patient have seen the pituitary surgery. Next number. Patient has a transsphenoidal pituitary surgery for macroadenoma in September 17, 2018. Next paragraph. Social history. Patient's former cocaine and marijuana user. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Psychotic disorder. Hypopituitarism. Diabetes insipidus. Diabetes insipidus. Next number. Dyslipidemia. Next paragraph. Medications. Dicyclamine, risperidone, hydrocortisone, levothyroxine, docusate, trileptil, 300 milligrams, one pill twice a day, atorvastatin, hydrocortisone, testosterone, hydroxyzine, sumatriptan, 50 milligrams, one pill every 2 hours is needed for migraine headaches. Next paragraph. Allergies. The patient did not list any allergies to any medication. Social history. Next paragraph. A review system. Patient has complained of a chronic headache on the right temporal area. Denies any hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, impression, the migraine headache, headache associated with nausea and vomiting, also a light sensitivity. A patient has these headaches 2 times a week. Patient tells me that he becomes very nauseous and vomiting with these headaches. A patient has tried sumatriptan and that was not effective. A patient tells me that he has tried ibuprofen and Tylenol and aspirin. The ibuprofen and aspirin make his headaches even worse, according to the patient. Recommendation explained to patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, I've performed the Botox injection for chronic migraine headaches. The Botox injection risk and benefit was explained to the patient. The risk including bleeding, infection, pain, muscle weakness, muscle paralysis, and temporary disfigurement. The benefit would include alleviation of the headache. Patient agreed possible complication and the benefit. Botox was performed. There's no complication. Next step. Given the patient has significant headaches twice a week, I would recommend patient to try Topamax, 25 milligrams, 1 PO BID, to see if that would help the chronic headaches for 7 sober. Continue the sumatriptan, 50 milligrams, every 2 hours as needed, for chronic migraine headaches for stuff. First, explain to patient that he should not use it every day. First, explain to patient that the Imitrax is only as needed basis. Next, somebody, medical record shows that the brain MRI was performed in 2022 and it was a normal study for stuff. Patient has tried several migraine headaches medication according to the patient. First, the patient has failed on all this medication. First, the Botox injection. Should be done every 3 months. So first time, next summer, recommendation to come back in 3 months, for another repeated Botox injection. First time, next summer. Also, explains next summer, this marks ID notification.